On January 5th of this year, an electrical fire broke out in the 18-unit apartment building at 1945 26th Avenue in Oakland. Tenants there say alarms had gone off on previous occasions, but this time the alarm did not sound. Smoke in the building and the sirens of the arriving fire engines were their only warning of the danger. Valerie Batchelor is with the group Alliance of Californians for Community Empowerment, or ACE. She said the property had numerous unresolved issues.
There were no alarms that went off. There was no support given to the tenants afterwards from the landlord. And this was also one of the multiple times the fire department had come because of other alarm issues.
Some tenants told the online publication Oaklandside that they were still living in darkness with no heat or electricity 2 weeks after the fire. Ana Bolanos has been living at the property for 11 years and is the mother of 5 children. She said that there were weeks when there was no hot water for bathing because the boiler had flooded and the landlord didn't fix it for days.
When we had the power back, I would boil water to, you know, take showers. Other than that, if we were here, we would bother family members like, hey, can we shower? Or I did, because of my son being sick most of the time, I did rent it out hotel rooms where we were able to sleep warm and, you know, shower at times.
The landlord did not respond to requests for comments, but a representative of the management company, Selborne Properties, said, "We have and will continue to work with the City of Oakland, PG&E, and property owner to address any issues at the property." Bolano said her apartment is directly above where the fire was, and while her power is back on, she and her family are still dealing with a loud generator that keeps them up at night and gives off exhaust. She said her son has
been sick. Still sick to the point because of the generators that are giving us pollution that we smell all day, every day, and all night. Having him not going to school and keeping him home, doctor after doctor, without knowing when would this end.
Jackie Zanari is the managing attorney with Movement Legal Services. It's a nonprofit organization representing the tenants in their lawsuit against the landlord and property management company for violations of Oakland's tenant protection and rent adjustment ordinances and state law.
The lawsuit is based both on the aftermath of the electrical fire, when the tenants were displaced for weeks and their landlord refused to take responsibility, and also for the habitability condition at the property, including mold, leaks, cockroaches, and other uninhabitable conditions.
Tenants say they're waiting for a response to their suit. They say they're hoping the suit will hasten the landlord's action on their complaints. For KPFA Radio, I'm Liza Kramer.